The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. Feel good Friday just got better. 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. For those of you out there, they're going to enjoy a little Mexican food tonight. Thinking about those 700,000 people that are sitting at a border right now waiting for May 11th to get here. Oh, perish the thought. Hey, but Tex-Mex is always good down here. Going up to Blue Springs, Missouri, we got a guy up there that is just doing incredible things, providing listeners with the means to listen to free shows with a one-time purchase of a satellite system, Galaxy 19 Ku-band free-to-air. Rick Satellite USA, Rick Kaler, on the phone with us. Good morning, sir.
Well, hello, Dave. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Jay over there. I'm waving. I hope you can see me. And hello to all of you out there listening to this worldwide broadcast of the one and only, the famous, the Power Hour with Mr. Dave Krieger. Man, what a job you do every day. I can't wait to hear your take on what's going on and give me another viewpoint to think about it and keep my week going so I can feel I can get all the news in one place. And listeners, well, it's time once again on Feel Good Friday for a free satellite system Friday. Thanks for having us on, Dave. Always good to be with you.
Oh, you bet. And see, Rick, here's the thing. We've asked people to send their letters in, and they can email the letter stating why you would believe you'd be a good recipient. They can send it to support@thepowerhour.com if you have email capability because you have internet. Or you can snail mail us a letter to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Missouri 65814, and you're in the running. And, of course, Rick and everybody else at the powers that be review these letters. And as a matter of fact, we have picked out this is a fairly lengthy letter, and it was written in all caps. So I'm going to try to get through all of this so you can understand there are some people out there that really – like all of this, like the idea of having a Rick satellite system. This particular system was actually purchased by a Power Hour listener and donated for giveaway by Rick at ricksatelliteusa.com. And this is one of these things where, you know, when you get the letter and you understand the serious nature of how people think. I mean, this one of these letters is just something else. The one that I've got here, Rick, I'm going to read on the air, and this is, I think that he, your name is Rick Kaler, that's C-A-Y-L-O-R, and so this is why this listener wants, deserves, or needs a satellite system from ricksatelliteusa.com. He says, I'll turn it into an ongoing tool to deliver daily information and data from an expanded list of shows the system can access clearly beyond what I can access on shortwave, the Power Hour being the anchor show, which I have been supporting through the Power Mall. All this expanded info is needed so my brother, myself, and other townspeople that we are organizing into a committee of correspondence can have at our fingertips those exact tidbits of documentation and info to cut to the bone with our letters to our senators, U.S. district representatives, and local city council. So far this month, we had one letter going to our senators demanding stopping implementation of surveillance state digital money and to replace digital money with physical United States notes that have a strong history from Lincoln to JFK. Two, I reviewed Dr. Joyce's Beyond Treason video, then stood up at a seminar examining U.S.-Iraqi Gulf Wars 20 years since at Notre Dame in South Bend, where we live, And, of course, Notre Dame has gone woke, according to our listener who wrote this letter. He asked if Iraqis in their medical system understand the gravity of having 2,750 tons of depleted uranium dust with a half-life of 4.5 billion years covering their country. I then recited the litany of tragic birth defects learned from this, according to the DVD. Three, this week, Monday, April 10th, my brother photographed the enclosed letter sent to me from our Marxist City 2nd District rep that addressed himself as Comrade, and we sent it to a local conservative radio broadcaster who has a range of 250 to 400,000 people in his listening area. You get the idea. The secret is that sometimes you have to sift through droves of data and info to find a golden needle in the haystack that will make your arguments for freedom, yeah, and for our republic against Marxism unassailable. I intend to expand the system's utility by adding a recorder to its functions. I have a receiver so we can record the expanded amount of shows when needed and sift through them for current data and info we need to crush. So this system will not be a bump on a log in my possession just so I can sit back, entertain myself by just listening to varieties of shows. This baby has no choice but to be a workhorse, and it's to influence through the expanded list of shows, data, and info it brings we will continually wave out. As it sharpens our notes, letters, and therefore our diplomatic speech we deliver in person in our governmental chambers, all it takes is for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Gee, I remember that statement. I hope we get the satellite system because we're going to put it through its paces. We're going to add the receiver, recorder, tapes, pens, papers to take our gleaned info data to the fray. And, of course, this letter says our city is in crisis. We have two outstanding candidates running to take South Bend to its new heights. Councilman Henry Davis Jr. is your Democratic candidate for mayor of South Bend. Councilman Davis is dedicated to promoting unity, building community, and creating opportunity for all in South Bend. Jordan Geiger is your Democratic candidate for South Bend Common Council District 2. Geiger is endorsed by Councilman Henry Davis Jr. He's a proven advocate who will create affordable housing, improve public health, safety, and support disadvantaged businesses. And, of course, he signs it off. You can vote early and in person at the County City Building. We thank you for your continued participation in our democracy. Sincerely, Comrade, paid for by Comrade. Well, apparently they understand, and our listener who wrote in understands exactly what a constitutional republic is, because that letter got J. Paul Lee of South Bend, Indiana, a Rick satellite system. Do we have J. Paul Lee on the phone?
Yes.
J. Paul Lee, I'm telling you, that was some letter you wrote.
Well, I hope the system still wants to get in my hands once it realizes how much work it has to do.
Well, you know, we read this, and Rick read it, and the powers that be read it, and we're just so shocked by it. We're going to give you that Galaxy 19 KU band system.
Well, I really, really appreciate it, and I thank Rick Taylor and the donor who's donating it, and like I said, we're going to put it through its paces and share it with my brother and maybe find other uses for it, but yeah, it's got to get out of the gate running and keep running, you know.
Yep, Rick
Taylor.
So
we'll take our notes.
Yeah.
We'll take our notes from the shows and get it into our letters and into our talks before the city council and so forth.
Yeah, I just want to thank Rick Kaler for being able to even give away these things. This was a donated system by a Power Hour listener, and God bless you for donating that thing. And Rick Kaler, you obviously reviewed all these letters, and J. Paul Lee's letter obviously it hit home. Rick got so excited he's going to give away another system again, this time from Rick Satellite.
Yeah, we're really thrilled to be in the position and to come on a show like the Power Hour with the history that it has and the number of listeners over the years and the things that have been taught and we've learned from the host of the Power Hour, now with the great Dave Krieger. Thank you, Dave. We had so many, several touching letters. J. Paul, I'm excited for you. I had fun talking to you yesterday. It was hard sleeping overnight. We knew you were going to get it, but we didn't want to tell you, so we're excited that we picked your letter. It's great. These letters are coming from new and longtime Power Hour listeners, and it's exciting to be able to be in this position. We just happen to have worked our way into the position. This system is that's being given away today was donated from another longtime Power Hour listener and supported. And this listener wants to remain anonymous. They're from Florida. They asked to find a worthy recipient that we feel will really be able to use it. And in reading your letter, J. Paul, it's exciting to feel the grassroots level that people like Dave and others are inspiring us and giving us the information we need to fight at a local level. With all the election corruption, I feel personally, and from other things I've learned and listened to, it's important to fight at the local level, starting with city councils and working our way up. So your letter touched me as though you're excited, you're a patriot, you're ready to get out there and fight for what we feel is right. And congratulations, J. Paul. It's another great day to be alive on Feel Good Friday, and you're going to get one of the systems, and we're going to work with you till you have it up and going. And congratulations. And thank you to the donator in Florida, again, from me, the Power Hour, and J. Paul, and all the rest of the listeners.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Rick Taylor. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I am grateful, and thanks, Rick Taylor. I hope the donor is happy with all the details that were in the letter. And I thank Dave Krieger. I think you're doing a great job, and Joyce would be proud of you.
Yes, I agree.
Well, I was a guest on her show before, and I was so proud of her because she was speaking so much truth, dropping truth bombs left and right on the show when she was on the air. I do remember having been a guest on her show multiple times, talking about chain of title and all the other stuff that people had to worry about as far as foreclosures. We are actually, J. Paul, I hope that, you know, you get a handle on all of this and can rally the troops, because the foreclosure mess is going to start up again. It's already in full swing. The banks, you know, remember the WEF said you'll own nothing and be happy. Well, this is one way that they're going to do this. And imagine what happens if the CBDC ever took hold here. They wouldn't need the banks anymore. I think Jay Paul, Rick, everybody listening to the show, you all know that, right?
Right. Did you look at the Power Mall also?
Yes, the book Clouded Titles and the Quiet Title War Manual, the FDCPA book, and the Credit Restoration Primer are also available at the Power Mall for those who want to dial in. I've authored 8 different books. I've been around the country, trained a lot of homeowners in foreclosure defense as well as attorneys in quiet title actions. So, you know, some people have this niche, and it's just something drew them to what was going on. I literally missed being foreclosed on by one day, and that's because I knew when to get out. And it was Washington Mutual Bank, and they raised, they almost doubled my mortgage payment. And I mean, I closed on my house and got out of that loan the day before it would have happened. So, you know, people need to understand there was a reason, a rhyme and a reason why when 2008 came along and we had the market crash the way it did, and all these people from 2009 to 2015 were losing their homes. This is one of the reasons why I'm glad that we're out there and that I was selected and offered the opportunity to come on here and talk about it. Because all of these things, people sometimes they don't care what's going on in somebody else's backyard halfway across the world. They want to know what's going on in their own backyard. And consumerism, it matters in America. And this is what our government has become disconnected from. That's one of the reasons why we're here. And we're so glad that you guys are going to make use of the system to do with what you say you're going to do. Because I have a feeling the city of South Bend hasn't heard the last of you, J. Paul Lee.
Well, we're embarrassed about Buttigieg, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They keep on saying Buttigieg from South Bend, and we're just so embarrassed. So, we're when we write a letter to our state senators and other senators saying, you know, give them the opportunity to resign. We're from South Bend. You know, we're so embarrassed. Come look at our roads, if anything else. Investigate. You know, we're just really embarrassed. But what's the first book that you would recommend from your series of books?
Well, most people, if they want their credit restored or want it cleaned up while there's still time to clean it up, There's a lot of people that actually use the credit restoration primer for the purposes of actually wiping out every single trade line item on their credit report so they can become more invisible. The thing is that we don't know how much information and data our government has, but we know that Section 611A of the Fair Credit Reporting Act allows us to dispute any item of information, and that includes your name, your address, your former names, your past addresses, all of that, because they tie your past addresses to your past debts. Any item of information, trade line information, anything that's listed on that credit report you can dispute. That's a real important book, and that's the first one I wrote back in 1993. All published right. First in 1995 as a workbook, and I condensed it down to its current fifth edition and put all my sample letters in there for people to use. If you're in need of it, that's one. Now, the second book I wrote was Clouded Titles. That was in December of 2010. Long hiatus, but I spent a lot of time studying what was going on in the back channels and this talking to attorneys all over the country, asking a lot of questions, what they were seeing in the courts. And that's why I wrote Clouded Titles. That probably would be the number one book that I probably sold about 10,000 copies of that book self-published. And I would say that's probably one of the most important books I would recommend. The Quiet Title War Manual is for people that are actually boots on the ground. It's got a picture of a sniper on the front because we recommend using the sniper approach, not like what the mainstream attorneys would like to have you believe, going out there and using ChatGPT to write their pleadings and throw shotgun pleadings at the wall, hoping one of them sticks. Now, we're about fine-tuning and knowing where to look, knowing how to attack, and that's why you put the sniper on the cover. The FDCPA is for people that feel like debt collectors. There's a guy in Dallas, actually, that sues debt collectors. He baits them on the phone and then takes them to federal court and cleans their clocks for a grand plus attorney's fees. Actually, he does it on his own, but you know, I wrote a book about that, too, and what it takes to actually how you have to navigate in today's justice system because of what these court cases, Bell Atlantic versus Twombly and Ashcroft versus Iqbal, have done. You actually have to prove that you were damaged economically in order to become an actual plaintiff and have standing in a federal court. This is how screwed up our justice system has become. So, you know, we try to advocate on a consumer level, and those are kind of the Clouded Titles book, I think, is what we sell the most of here because people want to know what's in store and how all this fracas came to be and where they need to do their research, and this book provides a lot of that.
Okay, great. Because I told Rick Taylor yesterday, I need some clay, so I'm gonna put an order in for some clay because the air is pretty dirty here in northern Indiana, and the clay would help to pull off some of that those toxins if you really look at the literature. And so I'm gonna get some clay and I'll pick up one or two of your books because they sound really exciting, you know.
Well, they're pretty in-depth. I've had people actually come to my classes, and because I hold foreclosure defense classes, or did. Haven't had a need for it just yet, but I have a feeling that may change. But they would come, and Clouded Titles would be completely bookmarked and tabbed and highlighted. I mean, it was their Bible. So, you know, a lot of people love that book, even though it's deep. But it's, you know, it serves its purpose, and that's to educate and inform, and that's what we're trying to do here. So, J. Paul Lee, I appreciate it. Good luck with the system. Rick's going to help you set it up. If you have any questions, of course, you can call him in Blue Springs at 816-228-1801, and you can dial him up. Those of you who want to get a system right now, they're $269, shipping included, and you never have to pay for any fees after that to be able to access all the great programs. Rick, I think I'll let you elaborate on what all is on there, what you get when you can dial in with this Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system.
Well, it's just amazing to listen to your history, Dave, and everything that you've done to bring you to the position where you're at now so we can learn from your experiences and teachings. Joyce would be and is, I'm sure, very happy and smiling down listening to a feel-good Friday broadcast on the Power Hour. It's just amazing. It's exciting to have this opportunity. Like Dave mentioned, J. Paul, and we talked a little bit about it, trying to make for sure you could use the system, about installing it. So, folks, with this system, there's no contracts to sign. There's no monthly fees. Big Brother cannot tap into it to know what you're listening to or watching. On this system, once you own it, no more cost involved with it. And the programming you receive is free, advertiser supported. There's a around 92 free television stations, and there's also about 40 radio stations, and the two most important radio networks are the Power Hour on the Globalstar radio network. The Power Hour show is on live right now, broadcasting worldwide, shortwave, internet. You can call in and listen, or on satellite. On satellite, when you're listening, it's not going to fade in and out like it does on some reception of shortwave. We're thinking about you, Harry, at WWCR, who does a great job out there rebroadcasting, and we love the shortwave, and we love those of you that are listening on shortwave. But the satellite system gives you another way to access and listen to the program without being monitored, and a lot of other great stations besides Todd Waite's Global Star Radio Network. Todd's an important guy and a great network that has really worked hard to keep the Power Hour on satellite and on the air, and not only live, but a couple of replays during the day as well, so that's important. But another radio network is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they have a good lineup of hosts as well, and a lot of good information. And then on the TV side, there's one world news channel, Press TV. And they're not controlled by our fake media, so you will hear some very interesting reporting on news events coming out from the Iranian-controlled press. So there's also some real good Christian and religious television stations. I know a lot of people that have gotten the systems had already gotten rid of their TV several years ago. Well, they actually got a TV. You do need a TV to initially hook the system up and get it aimed in using the signal bars. And we include all those instructions along with the system on how to install it. And but once you get it aimed in, then you've got a lot of programming to pick from. Some of the Christian stations, some of the favorites for Joyce was the 3ABN Network, Amazing Facts, Amazing Discoveries, the Hope Channel, the Church Channel. There's one children's channel on there, Smile of a Child. It's a real good channel where you could actually, a lot of folks that are homeschooling don't mind actually putting that channel on for their children. You don't have to worry about the next commercial coming on, being all blood and guts, or pushing whatever else agenda is wanting to be pushed by whatever network is that's doing the broadcasting. So we think the system offers a good way to listen to conservative, patriot, health alternative shows like the Power Hour, Hagman, Jeff Rentz, and several others, the Republic Broadcasting Network. On the TV side, Daystar, Trinity Broadcasting, Jimmy Swaggart's network. So there's a lot of good programming to watch and to listen to. And J. Paul, Joyce will be proud of you. Dave will be proud of you. I'm going to be proud of you. Use this at the grassroots level, like you told me in your letter you're going to do, and let's all continue to fight for what's right, what we know in our hearts right. We need families with mothers and fathers teaching values to their children, and we need to use these airwaves to battle the devil and what he's pushing on all of us. So the system has merit and value. We've been doing this for over 15 years now with the Power Hour. This is going to make around 128 Galaxy 19 systems that we've been able to give away on the Power Hour. I'm excited. It's a feel-good Friday. It's another great day to be alive. And Jay Paul, congratulations.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, God bless you all, and God bless the donor. We thank you very much, and it was fun talking to you in person, Rick Taylor.
It's my pleasure. We're just happy to be able to be in the position to help be a part of the Power. How amazing is that, Jay Paul? We're a part of the Power Hour.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Joyce Riley was one of the most important historical figures of the United States in the recent history.
Wow. And Dave Krieger is carrying on the tradition. We're proud of you, Dave. Thank you all for letting me be a part of this. We've got another system, too. It doesn't matter who it's coming from. This wasn't coming from us. I don't want anything notoriety or special for it. We're anxious to get this into the hands of another Power Hour listener and Power Mall supporter. And folks, being on satellite and shortwave and all these different methods that the power hour is delivering this wonderful content is expensive. So we need to support the power mall, support the products, buy the books. The dog treats look really good. I'm going to show those to my wife, Bobby. I was looking at the website to see what's on sale this week, and it's just amazing the information we can get from this show, and it's great to be a part of it.
Well, we appreciate that. RickSatelliteUSA.com is the website for those of you who have internet access, or you can call Rick at 816-228-1801 up in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. That is on the outskirts of Kansas City on the east side. Been through there many times.
Yes, sir.
It's grown in leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
Oh, it has. It used to be a nice little country spot with about 20,000 population. They built a lot of different types of homes here not far away where the cow fields used to be, and the population is over 60,000 now. And unfortunately, a lot of the crime coming out of Kansas City has reached this area as well. It's sad. I want to keep this positive and uplifting on Feel Good Friday, but I was working with a satellite dish in my backyard. This was about 3 or 4 months ago, and all of a sudden, pop, 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 and whoop, 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 sirens, and sure enough, they shot a kid that was running out from Walmart that had shot at a deputy the other day, and so the crime is around, and it's happening, and it's a shame to hear it so close and know that it's going on, but as Joyce would say, let's keep up the fight, let's keep educated, good news, listen to the good sources like the Power Hour, spend your dollars, make them count, buy from the little guys, the good guys, buy from the Power Mall, they support the people that support us. So that's my pitch, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you, Rick Kaler. I couldn't have said it better myself. RickSatelliteUSA.com post. Rick Kaler, thanks you for joining us. J. Paul Lee, congratulations once again. Been good to talking to all of you. We appreciate it. We're getting ready to come up to the break now, and thank you both for joining us this morning. Another lucky recipient of a RickSatelliteUSA.com satellite system, Galaxy 19 KU band, free to air. And once you own it, it's only $269 one time, and he'll even ship it to you for free. I mean, you can't beat that. So, you know, keep the cards and letters coming, because, I mean, I was amazed at how many of these satellite systems that they've given away on the Power Hour. That's incredible. So, you know, in order to get one, you got to be in the running. You know, we'd like for you to have a TV and have the ability to use the system. And if you do, just email us a letter as to why you believe you'd be a good recipient to support at thepowerhour.com. You just heard me read this fairly lengthy letter. Now, it doesn't have to be, you know, you're known by the content of your character, and you're also known by the character of your content when it comes to giving information to us for us to decide whether or not you should be a lucky recipient. So, you know, what you say makes a big difference in attitude. And, you know, obviously, J. Paul, your letter hit home, and we appreciate that. There's others out there, too, that those letters have hit home, and you never know when your time is coming that you're going to be a winner of one of these Rick satellite systems. 28 minutes after the hour right now. Feel Good Friday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. All right. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on a lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And you are, my friend.
Power to the people.
We can do this.
Power to the people.
We need to rise up.
Power to the people.
That's what they wrote the song about. I have a feeling that that song was more written in protest because of the authors of it. Yeah, John Lennon, the Plastic Ono Band. You got to wonder, because of their attitude at the time. Chip Roy, by the way, in Texas has introduced legislation. We're just getting word now about stopping these illegal immigrants from being able to vote in the upcoming elections. We'll see how far that goes, Chip. Wow. You wonder why, when you know that there's 700,000 reported immigrants waiting at the border, why the Texit movement is gaining momentum. Why people don't want anything else to do with the United States government. They want to get away from this mess. I'm surprised more states haven't said, you know what, we just need to call it a day, and that's the end of it. Invoke our 10th Amendment right. The hell with D.C. Let's just do our own thing. We can be strong. We can have our own military. We can do all the things necessary. We can make agreements with other states. We can band together. We still have a union. Oh, but we can't have that. The establishment elitists don't want anybody to. Oh, they want to scare everybody into, you can't leave. You can't leave. The law says you can't leave. Really? The Constitution says we can. That's what the 10th Amendment is. Rights not reserved to the federal government are reserved to the states and to the people. Remember that the next time you hear the word democracy. come out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth. You just want to stuff a sock in it, don't you? I know. Come on, Dave. That's not godly, stuffing a sock in it. I didn't say it was a dirty sock. You know, here's the thing. When you do anything to try to, in good conscience, help the people, all of a sudden now, like in Florida, numerous arrests were made after protesters stormed the office of Governor Ron DeSantis over a racist and transphobic bill, they claim, that was passed by Florida's state legislature. They stormed his office over the passing of the bill that expands parental rights in education law, with the new reforms banning diversity programs in state colleges, as well as making it so that teachers do not have to refer to a child using their preferred pronouns. They dare not. You know, they got to stop this nonsense. This is actually, for those of you who don't and don't have a grasp on it, all of this is designed to wreck the family unit, because it's the old saying, divide and conquer. Divided, we fall. Remember that? United, we stand. Divided, we fall. Remember that? In fact, I think that was a song they actually made trying to motivate people to band together to do the right thing. Now, what the right thing is, you know, if it's of God, that everything is going to fit together like a hand in a glove. And if it's not from God, it's not going to. That simple. When people walk in love and do the right thing, you get good results. When people, like what Rick Kaler was talking about, you know, you're outside messing with the satellite and all of a sudden you hear gunfire and you hear sirens. You see, you get that sinking feeling that when is it going to come to my doorstep? Because we all know that Satan is running this world. It's a hard pill to swallow. I know that's a cliche. But the thing is, if you're living in a blue state, blue city, and they're Democrat run, and you get prosecutors like Kim Gardner up in St. Louis, who the attorney general is going after, trying to get her kicked out of office, and you have other blue state city mayors or DAs that are getting kicked out by recall, which is, they're rare that it happens, but it did in San Francisco. When you get stuff like this going on, how much can you tolerate before it's like, okay, I've had enough. I've got people trying to, I mean, these are the people at the border in Texas already. They're experiencing this. They literally are sheltering in their homes. They hardly go outside. They're afraid to let their kids play in the yard for fear that all these immigrants are going to sneak through the border and overrun their property and commit damage and God knows what else. See, because here's the thing, and I talked about this during the foreclosure realm back in 2009-16. I hate to bring up a sore subject again on Feel Good Friday, but it's necessary for our learning. Way back when, people got kicked out of their house. They made movies about it. Inside Job, The Big Short, 99 Homes. That was even more graphic. A dear friend of mine, attorney Lynn Zimoniak, was a consultant on that movie. And, you know, Michael Shanahan, you know, Spider-Man, he was in it. And you just, man, you just tear your heart out watching 99 Homes. Because that actually is what happened. That's why they had a foreclosure defense attorney as a consultant on the movie, because they wanted to make sure that what happens during a foreclosure situation actually was portrayed correct and not blown out of proportion. And, you know, Michael Shanahan was the bad guy, the real estate agent, the broker that, you know, well, today's your lucky day. You're getting kicked out of your house. You got 30 minutes to pack your stuff and get out before we put all your stuff to the curb. Well, you see, it's no different having your private space invaded by any one of these out of control illegal immigrants that come into this country. Unlike the ones that came in here through Ellis Island and did everything, all the illegal migrants that came into the country and did everything right by the book, took the test, raised their hand. None of these people are doing that. They're being given money, given a cell phone, given tracking devices, all this other stuff, and given money and given a place to stay, and the cities are being overrun. And again, like somebody that just got kicked out of their house and is living under a bridge or living in a tent city, things come to a head. Think about this. Just found out a 31-year-old software engineer with Google just jumped off a building to his death. Yeah, so much for Feel Good Friday, huh? You see, you wonder why all this is happening. He just saved the system a whole bunch of money by doing that. That you can look at it that way. He's a Google software engineer. Well, good, that's one less Google people we have to worry about ChatGPT and AI invading our house. Oh, no. No, there's more. The elitists have bigger plans. I'm just surprised more people haven't jumped off of buildings out of desperation and frustration and depression. Because they don't know what else to do. See, they're stuck in a rut. They can't get their mind out of that rut. Folks, you got to put on a positive attitude. You have to pray to God. The Greek word is pistis. It's called faith-based believing. No, it's not a spiritual show. It's not religious, rather. I do get spiritual at times for a reason, because God motivates my spirit to talk about stuff. It's important. Each of us has to put the armor of God on, like it says in the book of Ephesians. We need to put the whole armor of God on. Having done all, to stand. That even gives me chills down my spine at this very second. There will come a time when you are given a choice to make, where somebody is kicking in your front door and you have to determine whether it's worth defending yourself or not. And it doesn't matter who it is that's trying to kick in your front door. If they don't belong there, you have a choice to make. You are not necessarily a vigilante. What you're doing is you're upholding the Constitution of the United States, Second Amendment, which says you have the right to keep and bear arms. Our government would love to come and take every single weapon away from you so they can make you a slave and control you. You don't have to let them. You do what Darlene in Indiana does. Just say no. Tim in Michigan. Good morning, sir. You're on the phone. What's up?
Good morning. You talk about AI in every home. Every home in America, practically, has AI on their home. It's called a smart meter. It's already there. The smart meter connects to your refrigerator, to your stove, to everything in your home. It can lower your voltage. It can do a lot of things. It has lots of capabilities. It hasn't been activated to some of its capabilities. But like you're talking about your refrigerator, could you imagine it locking after your calorie count is?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I could. I could do that. Somebody would lock you out and say, oh, you've had enough to eat today. That's how. Wait till your refrigerator starts talking to you.
Right. When you go to the store, you will not be able, if your doctor says no, you won't be able to buy butter, fat foods. Your doctor will prescribe and you won't be able to buy certain foods anymore because your doctor says you can't or you won't. All that's coming, and your little smart meter knows when you're home. It's a cell phone right on the side of your home. They broadcast. They're a little more powerful than a cell phone. Right now, they only broadcast about at the midnight range. They broadcast the information, and it's just a real quick blip. But down the road, you can be guaranteed every penny of electric you use will come out of your bank account under this new currency and the that's going to happen with the electronic digital currency.
Well, we have to say no, Tim. Got to say
your,
no, Tim.
Your bank account's going to go down every penny you use in electric. Bing, 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 bing. There's no waiting a month to get paid. All of it's coming. You won't be able to go to the store and buy a half a gallon of ice cream if your doctor says you're overweight.
Oh,
it's
no.
All coming.
Joe would hate that. Joe would hate that, oh. Tim. Joe likes to shove an ice cream cone in his face. I'm just like, what's going to happen when they take Joe's ice cream away?
But this is all part of the New World Order, New World Agenda. These smart meters are all over the world. The smart balloon thing you're seeing is something they've talked about, keeping low satellites all across the Earth to keep the Earth, or not the Earth so much, but the continents, totally covered in satellites. And that's a cheap way to do it, balloons. Just to monitor, to broadcast, you won't be able to make a move an inch without them knowing you moved an inch. It's coming. And that's what these balloons are. And that's what they're going to use them for.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the input, Tim. Thanks for your call. Just see, this is the surveillance state, right? That's what this is all about. Tim was just alluding to it. The surveillance state, it just gets worse and worse and worse the more we allow it to happen. You know, I think one of the hardest things to do is to break away from this thing, the smartphone. You know, and it's tied to your computer because I have an iMac Pro and I got an iPhone and it's all interconnected. I can send pictures and information from my phone into my computer. Wow. You know, and I called yesterday and I go, so tell me about the deals on these new smartphones. If I just decide I don't want one of these smartphones and I want to get a flip phone, because see, a lot of people go, I'll just get a flip phone. And nope. I was informed by the guy at the cell phone store that, yeah, you get close to a cell tower and your phone pings off the cell tower and they know where you are. You see, it's difficult to just like totally disconnect from electronics. I think Rick Satellite's about the only thing I know of right now where they can't actually, unless you plug into the internet, they can't actually figure out what you're listening to. But see, it's our need to communicate, and this is why we have social media, and the chat GPT and the AI literally have moved into social media and can dictate what you see and read and the videos you watch and the stories you hear. They literally can regulate your five senses of processing. Man. Judicial Watch, little tidbit of news. Didn't know if you knew this or not. They filed a request under the Texas Public Information Act. And Judicial Watch, this is Tom Fitton, right? They found the Texas A&M University received $485,811,921.33 in grants and contracts from the Qatar Foundation. We're talking about Terrace Link Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. Some people say Qatar. Some people say Qatar, Qatar. Like, welcome back, Qatar, you know. Hey, Mr. Qatar. You know, Terrace Link Qatar has fought us in court to hide its financial support for Texas A&M, which we just found out is nearly $500 million, according to Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. Now, I would wonder, what is Texas A&M University doing with that money? Obviously, they're buying some sort of favor with the university by giving them grants. How does that work? Who is responsible for collecting those grants? Somebody needs to do some digging. Hint, hint. A federal jury yesterday found failed Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum not guilty of lying to the FBI in a corruption case that involved the alleged illegal use of campaign funds. However, the jury could not reach a verdict on the other 18 counts, resulting in a mistrial on those charges. Wow. It's amazing how how things work. Especially, you know, with Chlamydia Harris pushing the assault weapons ban after the Atlanta handgun attack. Yeah, 39-year-old Amy St. Pierre was killed. Four other women ages 25 to 71 were wounded at Northside Hospital, which has a gun-free policy. 24-year-old former member of the Coast Guard. Amy St. Pierre, from what we're hearing, worked for the CDC. Maryland, by the way, if you all want to go have an abortion or have your kid transgenderized, well, their Democratic governor just signed a bill granting legal protections for such. You can thank Mr. Wes Moore, the Democratic governor of Maryland, signing all that into law, enshrining both abortion and child transgenderism procedures as a fundamental right in the state of Maryland. Dave in New York, how are you?
Yeah, you mentioned that. I think I just heard something about Duke University or something. I could be wrong. Sexual, you know, change in children of 2 years old and up. Now that's
well, they're rolling out. Yeah, Duke Health is rolling out. I have a story on that, as a matter of fact, about gender affirming care, the transgender agenda. They have that in UNC, ECU, and Duke Health. They're all rolling it out for toddlers. Yeah.
Yeah, when I mentioned before, and prior to what happening, you know, again, and it's just lowercase I, no big deal. It's just what I was told, you know, this silent, strong voice or whatever, you know, that when California started doing that, that was the end of California, basically, and so much has happened since then. And, you know, now I see it happening here. So that's got about the whole country covered, if you will, coast to coast, this is going on. So a lot of people don't like to think that the United States is Mystery Babylon, that it's going to go down first. Well, you know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I will get a little spiritual, though, because if you go to the third book in the Old Testament, Leviticus, and just read chapter 18, okay, I use word numbers and everything to word association. So just remember this, Levi bought his blue jeans when he was 18. Okay, that'll give you Leviticus 18. And that describes the Biden family down to a freaking T. Now, how long ago was that written? Now, read that and you'll see about all this, you know, you'll just read it. Okay. You know, there's, you know, a lot going on now and, you know, and what more, you know, you're told ahead of time what's going to happen. You know, and it's coming into fruition, and you have to find comfort in that. You have to realize that a lot of Christians that aren't going to hide, like you and me and a lot of other people, you know, we're going to pay the price, okay? You know, if you try to save your flesh, you're going to lose it, okay? And your soul is what's on the line, you know? So there's a lot going on here, and things aren't going to be sweet. They're not going to be nice. They're, you know, I've had visions and, you know, I kind of like to see, you know, what possibly is going to happen to me. And it's not a pretty picture, but I'm not going to go and hide and cry about it. You know, now's the time to get out there and speak.
Yeah, I've had those visions too.
Yeah, well, I will tell you this one thing. The two people I saw weren't, you know, like a Nordic type person like I am. So, you know. That's how it goes. God is in control. And that's what you have to remember. You know, he doesn't tell you those things ahead of time for no reason. You know, this is the price you may have to pay. Now that I've cheered you up, I will catch you later, Dave.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. Have a good Cinco de Mayo, too, whatever you do. Thank you much. All right, there you have it, folks. wow. Power Mall's now open, by the way, for those of you who want to go and make your purchases. This is the time to do it. That's what keeps us on the air. And, of course, your donations are helpful, and we got the Joyce Riley coffee mug available. Do recommend, even if you think that the world is coming to an end, we don't know the day nor the hour when it'll happen. We just know that we have to pray without ceasing and stay steadfast in what we believe in, as long as it's of God. We talked about that just a little bit ago. Before we took some phone calls about what you're going to do, you know, you have to do what's right and you have to give to others. But the thing is the Bible always says when you don't work, you don't eat. So we all have to work. We all have to have a job. We all just can't sit around expecting the government to give to us like it's doing with these or going to do with these alleged 700,000 people sitting at the Mexican border right now. We really need to think hard and long about that because these people are going to invade America, and at some point in time, they're likely to turn into have-nots. And this government, by thinking that we are going to be saddled with all this cheap labor, have another guest coming. Because the thing is that once these people realize what it takes to live in this country and how expensive it is, cheap labor. No, these people aren't stupid. They came here, didn't they? They think they're going to get free handouts, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. They got another guest coming, and that's when it's going to get ugly because they may show up at your front door. You better be prepared. If you open your door and you say, come on in, we're having a fiesta here. Here, eat all my food. You're going to starve. And they're likely not only to take what you have, but they're going to kill you in the process. I don't even want to think about the end result of all that, but then you have to think about that too, because if they come to your door, you have to think about how you're going to respond. To do right is godly, but God gave you a sound mind. Remember that when you do your research over the weekend. So good to have you on the show today. Feel Good Friday, come to a close. We're done. And just, you know, have yourself a good Cinco de Mayo. Enjoy some Tex-Mex tonight, whatever the case may be. Eat healthy. Shop at the Power Mall. We will see you again on Monday as we continue our segments of the Power Hour. In the meantime, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Talk hard.
Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.